team. I think we're a pretty good team.
Thank you.
It's become a series. I don't know what else to say. You're seeing in all different ways, 5-on-3s, power plays, great goals, great checking. It's been a really good 2 games. And Boston did what probably they wanted to do, is to come here and get the split. Now we have to do the same thing.
Is there anything different about them, the way they play now versus how they were in the regular season?
Oh, of course there is. Mm-hmm. I guess and this is no disrespect to the regular season. You got to make the playoffs, so everybody's trying to win. But with back-to-backs and 3 and 4s, or however, sometimes teams are tired, sometimes they're not. But in the playoffs, the one thing is everybody's on the same playing field, and it's amplified tenfold. And so, just for that alone, it's a big difference.
And what is it about this organization? I mean, a few years ago, it was Tyler Johnson stepped onto the scene. Now it's Braden Point. What is it about this organization that produces these, like, archetypes?
I think, when you look at our franchise, the way it's been going the last few years, we've got good players. Of course, we got good coaches. But that was a joke, by the way. But it all starts at the top, let's be honest. And, Jeff has built an organization where he's put guys in positions to do their jobs and do them well. And he's found really good people. And, you look at, Steve and what he's done, not only playing the league, and I think, that's where you get your experience and everything from. I think that's where a lot of how he learned about players and what it takes to be a good player in this league. Goes into the front office in Detroit, watches and learns, is what he is really good at, is observing and taking, separating the good from the bad. And he's just coming here and applying it, and he's allowed to do it. And when you kind of put all that together and the people he knows, you're looking at the fruits of his labor.
But this Point's play so far, I mean, like his play last night, just short-term memory. I mean, does it remind you at all of Johnny?
There are definitely similarities in rising to the occasion. There's no question. But this isn't the first time Braden Point's done this. Braden Point is, he was named captain of Canada's World Junior Team. And that in itself is an honor, especially the players that roll through that program. And you look at his size and his stature and stuff like that, there's probably a little bit of underappreciation for what he can bring to the table. But nobody underappreciates size of his heart, and that's what he's got. And couple that with some an unreal skill set, and this is what you're getting.
Overall, you've been pleased with the discipline your team has shown, because this is obviously the Bruins team. Is the type of team that's trying to get under your skin in a lot of situations.
Yeah, and that's the way the series is going to go. And you're not going to go through these games without taking penalties. And, we were fortunate just to take one in game one and to capitalize, but it's going to happen. It's the stick penalties. It's the penalties 200 feet from your net. Those are the ones you have to stay away from. You get caught in a scrum, you get caught battling for a teammate. That stuff happens. You want to see the guys stick up for each other. And what happened with Tyler Johnson last night, you can say what you want about the call, but they called it, and that our guys killed that off any day of the week when they're sticking up for teammates.
What about Tyler? I mean, a few years back, he was the talk of the league. He's probably the best player in the playoffs. He set a really high bar there. Maybe we held it in, he hasn't matched that in a lot of people's eyes, but he's feeling it right now.
Yeah, I don't. To me, he's been everything we've asked for, and especially in every playoffs we've played in. And continued this again last night. I think he's the first one to step up and say he didn't have the strongest game in game one, and he comes back in game two, and that line was great for us, and he gets a huge goal at the time. So another one right out of the Braden Point playbook, another one that rises to the occasion when needed most. And the one thing about that, there's guys that can do it once. You do it twice, like, this is not bad, but you continue to do it every playoffs. Says something about the kid.
There's been a lot of chatter about the Hedman Pastrnak penalty. What did you see on that? What's your take? Hedman got hit in the face with his
To be honest, I'm going to watch the game on the plane, so I have short-term memory. I don't remember any of that from last night. No, in seriousness, there's calls, there's missed calls. If you're going to dissect the refs, especially at playoff time, there would be a laundry list of things that I would sit here and say were missed and shouldn't have been called, and their coach would do the same thing. It's a constant new series, and you got to feel for, you know, the guys in stripes, because that's a tough job. You know, there's basically four people in the arena that every arena they go to, everybody's booing against them. So that's those four guys, and it's a tough job. They're doing their best, and the calls are going to be missed both ways. You just got to understand that that's going to happen, suck it up, and move on.